What did the president know, and when did he know it?
NPR's senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
30 years ago, Republican Howard Baker was raising that question in the Senate Watergate Committee, hoping to shield President Nixon from responsibility for the break-in and wiretapping of Democratic headquarters. It turned out that Nixon knew plenty, more than Baker had bargained for. The question arises again because of a bitter dispute in part between the CIA and the White House about how President Bush came to make a representation about an Iraqi nuclear program that was known in the intelligence community to be based on forged documents. In the State of the Union address on January 28th, the president spoke of an advanced Iraqi nuclear weapons program in the 90s, and he added, the British government has learned that Saddam Hussein recently sought significant quantities of uranium from Africa. If true, that would have been the first solid indication of a current Iraqi nuclear weapons program, but it apparently was not true. 11 months earlier, according to the New York Times, the CIA, at the behest of Vice President Dick Cheney, has sent to Niger a knowledgeable retired ambassador whose name is being withheld. He was told to investigate reports that Iraq was trying to buy uranium from Niger. The diplomat brought back word that the government of Niger denied any such dealings with Iraq, and the documents on which the allegation was based were patent forgeries. How, under the circumstances, the president could give credence to the uranium canard in a speech almost a year later is hard to imagine. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice said it had not been realized in the White House that the report was not credible until after the president had spoken. That would suggest that the CIA had kept the White House in ignorance, which CIA officials deny. In any event, there was no further reference to an African uranium deal when Secretary of State Colin Powell gave his extensive briefing to the United Nations Security Council on February 5th. Since then, the International Atomic Energy Agency has conducted its own investigation and reported to the Security Council that the uranium documents were not authentic, in a word, fakes. By whom? And for what purpose? It is hard to believe that a president would lie to the American people about a nuclear threat in order to promote a war. And so the question remains, when did the president know, and how did he deal with the information? This is Daniel Shore.